This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. A senior Ukrainian official in Slovyansk says the city has been hit by massive shelling. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A day after Russian President Vladimir Putin declared victory in seizing an eastern Ukraine province essential to his wartime aims, Moscow's offensive maintains sustained bombardments across urban centers. The mayor of Slovyansk has reported sustained shelling of the city, which had a pre-war population of about 107,000. He's urging residents to take cover in shelters instead of trying to evacuate. The barrage underscores fears that Russian forces are positioning to advance further into Ukraine's Donbass region. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The 30 NATO allies have signed off on the protocols needed for Sweden and Finland to become members. The move means the question of admitting the two nations now goes to the capitals of existing members for legislative approval. Their ambassadors and permanent representatives on Tuesday approved the invitation to join the club that NATO leaders extended to Finland and Sweden at a summit in Madrid last week. Securing parliamentary approval in Turkey, however, could still pose a problem. Turkey's president has said his parliament might block the process, even though Sweden, Finland, and Turkey reached a memorandum of understanding at the Madrid summit. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says he expects no change of heart. Every alliance nation has different legislative challenges and procedures to deal with, and it could take several more months for the two Nordic nations to take their place as official NATO members. Denmark and Canada were quickest out of the blocks, handing over ratification documents just hours.